Because it's time for our Thursday table read. Going to have a fun one coming our way. Tyler prepped it up. So, Tyler, who are our different roles and who's joining us for the table read today?
All right. Well, I am playing the outlaw Josie Wales. I guess it's the glorified Clint Eastwood.
Indeed. Indeed.
So we have you, Dan, playing Lone Wattie.
Lone Wattie.
Played by Chief Dan George, I believe his name was, back in the day.
Great actor.
And then we have, of course, Elon playing Ten Bears.
Oh. Hey, Ten Bears. How nice. He's ready to go.
And Noel, of course, as our narrator.
Noel,
hi.
How we doing over there?
Good.
No stranger to the narration.
I'm doing all right.
Noel is like the man behind the curtain. Like, we all hear him in our headphones, but we can't see him.
Yeah.
Because
he looks like he's fresh off a plane from Hawaii or something.
He does.
He's got the nice Hawaiian theme shirt. His summer's not over yet.
Yeah, no, I told myself I need to wear this before fall starts next Tuesday.
That's true.
So here we are.
Well done.
Good to hear you, Noel.
Good to hear you too, Elon.
I love this. I love this a lot.
I can't see Danny. I can't see
I can, if I peek underneath here, Noel. I can see you if I look underneath the computer.
Hi, Elon. I can see you now.
So it is time, guys, now that we've all met where each other are, we all know where each other's sitting, time for our Tuesday on a Thursday table read, Outlaw Josie Wales. Excited for this one. Take it away.
In the midst of the Civil War, the outlaw Josie Wales has a $5,000 bounty on his head, as he is driven to revenge by the murder of his wife and young son by a group of pro-union militants. As he rides along through Missouri, he encounters an old Cherokee man by the name of Lone Wattie, who appears to be standing guard alone with his rifle. Josie sneaks up behind him, drawing one of his pistols at Wattie's head.
Howdy.
Howdy.
Name's Josie Wales.
I've heard of that name. Some said you'd be headed this way, and they said a man could get rich on reward money. That is, if he could kill you.
Seems like you was looking to gain some money here.
Actually, I was looking to gain an edge. I thought you might be someone who would sneak up behind me with a gun.
Where'd you ever get an idea like that? Besides, it ain't supposed to be easy to sneak up behind an Indian.
I'm an Indian, all right. But here in the nation, they call us the civilized tribe. They call us civilized because we're easy to sneak up on. And white men have been sneaking up on us for years.
Cherokee, huh?
Yeah. They sneaked up on us, and they told us we wouldn't be happy here.
Josie slowly pulls his gun away.
They say we would be happier in the nations, so they took away our land, and they sent us here. I had a fine woman and two sons, but they all died on the Trail of Tears. And now the white man is sneaking up on me again.
Seems like we can't trust the white man.
You bet we can't. I wore this, frock coat in Washington before the war. We wore them then because we belonged to the five civilized tribes. We dressed ourselves up like Abraham Lincoln. You know, we got to see the Secretary of the Interior. And he said, "Boy, you boys sure look civilized." He congratulated us. He gave us medals for looking so civilized. We told him about how our land had been stolen and how our people were dying. And when we finished, he shook our hands and he said, "Endeavor to persevere."
Josie begins to lounge on the ground against a tree.
They stood us in a line. John Jumper, Chili McIntyre, Buffalo Hump, and Jim Pock Mark, and me. I'm Lone Wattie. They took our pictures, and the newspaper said, "Indians vow to endeavor to persevere." We thought about it for a long, long time. endeavor to persevere. And when we had thought about it long enough, well, it was then we declared war on the Union.
As Josie nods off to sleep, Watty smiles and shakes his head. Days later, Josie rides to a nearby ranch to parlay the neighboring Comanche tribe leader, Ten Bears. Both men approach each other on a horse, with the Comanche tribe surrounding both men.
You'll be Ten Bears?
I am Ten Bears.
I'm Josie Wales.
I have heard. You're the Grey Rider. You would not make peace with the Bluecoats. You may go in peace.
I reckon not. I got nowhere to go.
Then you will die.
I came here to die with you, or live with you. Dying ain't so hard for men like you and me. It's living that's hard, when all you ever cared about has been butchered or raped. Governments don't live together. People live together. Governments don't give you a fair word or a fair fight. Well, I've come here to give you either one, or get either one from you. I came here like this so you'll know my word of death is true, and that my life, my word of life, is then true. The bear lives here, the wolf, the antelope, the Comanche, and so will we. And we'll only hunt what we need to live on, same as the Comanche does. And every spring, when the grass turns green and the Comanche moves north, he can rest here in peace. Butcher some of our cattle for jerk beef for the journey. The sign of the Comanche, that will be on our lodge. That's my word of life.
And your word of death?
It's here in my pistols, and there in your rifles. I'm here for either one.
These things you say we will have, we already have.
That's true. I ain't promising you nothing extra. I'm just giving you life, and you're giving me life. And I'm saying that men can live together without butchering one another.
It's sad governments are chiefed by the double tongues. There is iron in your words of death for all Comanche to see. And so there is iron in your words of life. No signed paper can hold the iron, but must come from men. The words of Ten Bears carry the same iron of life and death. It is good that warriors such as we meet in the struggle of life, or death. It shall be life.
Ten Bears takes his knife, rides up closer to Josie, and cuts a slit in the palm of his own left hand and reaches it out to Josie. Josie likewise grabs his knife out of its holster, blades the palm of his left hand, and firmly grasps Ten Bear's left hand.
So it will be.
I reckon so.
Acting!
Brilliant!
Thank you!
Thank you!
Well done, boys. Snaps. Snaps all around. Snaps all around. Another Thursday table read in the books.